Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're a regular listener to 5-Minute Food Fix, you probably know that there's an ongoing joke about trying to get Simon to say the word yogurt at least once per episode.
Yes. Yes, there is. I'm not going to humour you by saying it in the intro, Yumi. You're going to have to wait.
Okay, fair enough. There's also, I think, a theme that's kind of under the surface and it may recur as the show ages, which is you and I arguing about what our death row dinner would be.
That's true. We've been doing it largely off air.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'm sure it's going to venture out there and I'm sure this will be featuring quite high up on the list.
Yes, we're going to talk about ploughman's lunches. If you don't know what that is, stay tuned. I'm Yumi Stein.
And I'm Simon Davis.
And this is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Simon, I did a bit of a Google about what a ploughman's lunch actually is.
I see.
Yeah, so according to wordhistories.net, it's a meal consisting of bread, cheese, salad and pickle, usually eaten in a pub, and it was invented as a marketing term in 1957 by the Cheese Bureau.
You know, I knew all of the rest of it, but I didn't realise it was made up as a marketing tool in the 50s.
Do you feel like a patsy?
No, I don't feel like a patsy, but I do feel like I've been living under a rock and that now is the time to be educated on the ploughman's lunch.
Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of the ploughman's lunch, mainly because it's sort of laid out often on a chopping board.
Yes.
And it's a bit of a choose your own adventure of a meal, you know, and I do think this could be top of my list of death row meals just because I get so much pleasure out of eating a ploughman's lunch. Often it's the bread as the starting point.
Oh, look, it's a delicious thing. And having all that choice there is a lovely thing. In England, they're very traditionally served in the pub for lunch. They sound worthy. A ploughman's lunch, you've done a full pre-industrial revolution day's work before you eat it. You're allowed then to have the cheese, the ham, the pint of beer to go with it. And they taste delicious when they're done well.
So tell me what they look like in an English pub.
It would be a very full plate, a groaning plate or groaning wooden board, and exactly the way you described, but it would have a lovely soft bread on it. A good one would have a soft bread. It would have a cheese or two, maybe a hard cheese, maybe a smoked cheese, and maybe a soft cheese, a bit of ham, a bit of pickle of some kind, or chutney or relish. Those are lovely things. Maybe a little fresh vegetable like a cherry tomato or a cucumber, but that's token. It's all about the bread and the cheese and the ham here.
Okay, you haven't mentioned the word butter. Does that feature?
Yes, butter would be there.
Okay.
For spreading thickly on the bread.
Oh, God, I'm in heaven already. See, I don't really eat ham, generally, and I'm not wild about pickles. So my ploughman's lunch is a really good crusty bread roll. So it's got that interior that's really chewy and yummy, but it's also got that ridiculous crust on the outside.
Sounds
very
nice.
That you can just, like, smash your butter into that and it crumbles and it's really challenges your back teeth.
Sounding less nice.
Maybe some sliced tomato with salt, pepper and oil, and then a burrata, some fresh basil, and then definitely avocado.
Okay, you're going very Australian here.
Yeah,
with
I
your
know,
burrata
right?
and your avocado, they would not feature in an English pub, but they sound delicious.
Yeah. So you say that it must have a pickle.
I think a pickle's really important here. Something to just to cut through the cheese and to cut through that meat, to just, you know, just set everything off. So a pickle-lily would be a very traditional English pickle to go with that.
What's a pickle-lily?
It's a lovely, bright, sunshiny pickle made with cauliflower and runner beans. And what gives it its lovely yellow colour is the turmeric, which is one of the many spices that go into it. It's sort of a a pickle that's kind of come from Raji Indian-y times.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Yeah. So they're imported
delicious.
Sort of...
Yeah, all the spices that would have come over during that period of England's history.
Oh, my God, it sounds so delicious. I love that there's a little bit of history in there with the marketing term for a ploughman's lunch. Yeah. Hey, if you want to see a photo of what a ploughman's lunch looks like in my kitchen, go to the 5-Minute Food Fixes Instagram and don't forget to tag your friends when you see something that you like.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.